This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In 86, Anna Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time for Babysitter's Club.
On the way home, Sarah just told me this. On the way home from school yesterday, Sarah was like, "Hey, Cyril, do you know we have a new president?" And he said, "Not Joe Biden."
He said, "Not Joe Biden."
Yeah.
So he's like one of these, like, he's like one of these truthers where he's like a QAnon guy where he's like, "The storm is coming. Just you wait."
At first,
I'll have the last laugh.
At first, that is what I was worried about. But, like, you know, the Montessori school in the heart of Austin is probably not the type of place where you get that information. We were able to kind of piece it together. The school has an Instagram account that only parents can see. And there's a photo of all the kids in his class gathered around the TV to watch, like, a, like, kid's version of the inauguration
someone made.
Yeah. And all the kids are gathered around, and Cyril is, like, just off screen, like in the corner of the room looking at something else. And so it's not like that his cue, it's that he's like just wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah. He heard something about Joe Biden. Heard something about Pizzagate, and he was just like, I think I got it.
I got the gist of this.
Yeah.
So it's not political, it's just kind of misinformed.
So Cyril's a Q.
Yeah. How's Miles?
He's fine.
He's good?
I don't think he fully grasps it.
Oh, really?
He
hasn't said anything about it?
Tutu sent him. That's what my mom calls herself.
Oh, yes.
It's a Hawaiian word for grandma, and my mom went to Hawaii last year right before or right after Miles was born and heard the term tutu, and she was like, "I am now tutu."
That's it. Yeah. Okay.
So she's tutu, and
that's what Karen Brewer
is. It appropriation? Yeah.
Yeah.
So take it up with my mom. I didn't do it.
Yeah. Perfect.
But tutu sent him a Kamala Harris doll action figure.
Cute.
A couple months ago.
Okay.
So that's all he really knows, and he's pretty excited about that.
He's a big fan.
I think he's fine with Biden, like all of us. Like, it's like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Like, just happy it's not Trump. I think if it were up to him, it would definitely be Gruffalo as president.
Gruffalo.
The Gruffalo.
The Gruffalo, yes. So the Gruffalo, for non-dads out there, is he's like a big scary beast that lives in the woods.
And he like...
There's a mouse
sort of doing like a disinformation campaign.
Does a disinformation campaign to the point where the Gruffalo comes to believe that the mouse is the scary one?
The mouse is sort of the original Q.
Yeah, perfect.
In a lot of ways.
Good, good.
He's like going around the forest telling the snake that the Gruffalo eats snakes, the owl that the Gruffalo eats owl stew.
Right.
And then, but the storm does come in that case.
Yes, it does.
Because the Gruffalo is real.
Have you read the sequel?
Son of Gruffalo.
Son of Gruffalo.
Yeah,
it's not quite as good, but it's worth a read. Cyril loves the Gruffalo as well. This has been Dead Talk.
Dead Talk.
And we're stalling today a little bit.
Stalling is not the right word. We're letting Jesus take the wheel, as we discussed in the pre-episode banter.
Okay.
That I'm sure we'll make it to the outtake.
That's going to end up in the outtake.
Jesus has taken the wheel this episode. Baby Nation, because Jack and
I wanted this to be one where you carried me.
Yes, but as you know, I'm cranky.
And you're cranky.
Because of non-podcast stuff.
Because of work-related.
Work-related stuff.
Bullshit.
Feeling cranky, yeah.
Yes.
And because I'm cranky, I
don't feel like participating or helping.
I'm... not willing to like come along with things.
Mm-hmm.
Preoccupied.
You don't want to take the wheel.
I can't. I'm physically incapable.
Right. And you don't want to carry me.
And you don't have any notes. By the way, this week we're talking about Stranger
Strangler Things.
Strangler Things.
Yeah.
It's a show on Netflix.
Yes. And I'm Jack Shepherd.
I'm Tanner Greenring.
And this is the Babysitter's Club.
It's the Babysitter's Club.
Club.
Yeah. And on the Babysitter's Club, we talk about...
babysitting.
Media.
Yeah.
It's a media criticism. Criticism podcast. Yeah. I went to school for film criticism.
I went to school for literature criticism. Put those two things together.
So we've got our bases covered.
Yeah. And you, we can criticize you whatever medium you try to put your stuff out
in. Sure, that's what we studied, but we can expand beyond that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not challenging to us to really open up our wings and fly. So
yeah.
If you've got a Netflix series that you want us to do criticism on, especially a Netflix series about babysitting, we'll do it. And that's what we're doing, because the first season of this show, we did The Babysitter's Club, a series of books, novels, novellas.
By Ann Matthews Martin.
Season two, we did The Mandalorian, a show on Disney Plus.
Yep.
Limited
about
run series.
A babysitter from another planet.
Season three, we did The Road.
The Road by Cormac McCarthy, babysitting
literature.
Novel.
Yep. Jack really took the wheel on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Season four, we did Adventures in Babysitting, which is a film that I kind of like really, you know,
did most of the heavy lifting on that one. Yep.
Season five is
and now
where
it's Strangler
we find
Things.
Ourselves now, and we're doing Strangler Things because it's a popular piece of media about babysitting, particularly season two, which is what we told you we were going to be covering, but it turns out we're going to cover the whole dang thing because we just can't help ourselves. And by cover, I mean sort of loosely talk about because neither of us has notes.
We don't have notes, and that's sort of where I came in, because normally I have a big outline and I have a lot of notes, and then this week I did spend some time preparing. I watched
what happened?
A few recaps.
Why'd you fail this week?
Why did I fail
this week?
It's difficult. Here's why.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in it's a large body of work. That's something that's new to me. It's a body of work. It's 3
seasons
of a thing. I have watched them all, but it's been a while. So I watched some recaps and it's stained. I held
my head up high.
And that's more stained, and I think people did get it. And I looked at the Wikipedia, and then I watched some episodes, and this is where I started to lose faith in myself.
Okay.
Because I watched a few episodes that seemed like there's a main babysitter in this. Everyone tries to babysit the kids in Strangler Things, but there's a guy called Steve who does most of the most important babysitting. And so I watched some of the episodes in season two where this guy, Steve, does the most babysitting.
Right.
And There is babysitting, but it's more monsters than I remember.
It's a lot of monsters. Yeah. It's a show about babies.
It's a show about babies.
Like five babies. Will, Dustin, Lucas, and some other ones.
Yeah. There's a main baby in it that's Enola Holmes from Walter World, isn't this?
Enola Holmes from Walter World is in this, so then that's a thread. It's a spiritual sequel to
Walter World.
Mm-hmm. Who are all the babies in Stranger Things? That's probably a good thing to sort of cover from the top.
D&D boy number one is one of the first ones.
Okay, so you've done even less preparation than I imagined.
And there's a second one.
You were unprepared and didn't have notes, but. It's Mike.
D&D boy number two is also in this.
It's Mike.
Okay.
It's Dustin.
And this is Mike Check.
It's
and
Mike Check.
Mike Check is Mike from Strangler Things.
Mike Wheeler is Mike. Your Mike Check. My Mike is...
Say it's Michael Stipe.
Michael Stipe from REM.
He's releasing a lot of solo material at the moment. It's really good.
Once saw him in an elevator.
Yeah.
So the boys are Mike, Will, Dustin, and Lucas.
There's four boys from D&D. Yes.
There's four boys from D&D, and then there's some girls too, which is 11.
That's Enola Holmes from Walter World. Mad Max.
And,
Sister of the boy. Yes.
Whose name I can't remember.
And don't worry if you haven't seen Strangler Things. By listening to us, you will basically glean everything you need to know about this.
And then there's some babysitters, notably Steve Harrington, who's
the main
babysitter.
Yes.
His girlfriend, Nancy.
Yes.
His other girlfriend, who's a lesbian.
Yes, in the third season. Yep.
Yep. And Nancy's other boyfriend.
Brooding haircut boy.
Mm-hmm. And they're babysitters.
Yes.
And then there's a bunch of parents. Hopper, Winona Ryder.
Yes.
Conspiracy guy, Russian guy.
The beautiful and attractive Winona Ryder from Reality Bites. And do you say Reality Bites or Reality Bites?
Honestly, don't know if I've ever said the phrase out loud.
What do you say?
Let me clear my head for a second. Unmolested by you.
Okay. What's your favorite Winona Ryder, Ethan Hawke vehicle?
Reality Bites.
You say Reality Bites.
Is that right?
I say Reality Bites.
That was like pure,
yeah,
raw, untainted,
yeah,
reaction.
Let me ask you this. Do you say Modest Mouse?
Hit me again.
Or Modest Mouse?
Shh.
What's your favorite Isaac Brock fronted musical outfit that's not Ugly Casanova?
Not Ugly Casanova?
Yeah.
Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse.
How do you say it?
I mean, I say Modest Mouse and I say Reality Bites, but I think...
Did I say it the same as you both?
You said it the same as me, but you could say Modest Mouse and you could say Reality Bites, and both of those things seem more right.
Miles is on a kick right now where all he wants to do is listen to Elmo.
Emo?
Elmo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or...
I was like, well, some of the early Modest Mouse stuff would work for that.
Uh-uh.
How's that? Uh-huh.
The Count.
Okay.
Count Van Count. Count Von Count. That's all he wants to listen to. Elmo. Uh-uh. Yeah. Sometimes I'll put on an Elmo song, and before the Elmo song's even over, he goes, no, uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
And he wants to listen to The Count.
Okay.
And he likes the song Number of the Day, and the number of the day is 10, is a song by the Count Van Count, and at one point they're counting, and they say, the number of the day is... 10, and Miles always goes, 10!
That's nice.
Yeah.
And it's the 10th day of the week.
But you get sick of listening to Sesame Street songs, don't you?
Yeah, I would imagine.
So sometimes you put on like Spotify's like top pop playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the other day that there was a song in the top pop playlist called Float On.
Okay, that's perfect.
And I said, interesting. I know of a song called Float On.
Yeah.
By Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
And it's weird how time is cyclical, and now in 2020 there's another hit song called Float On.
Yeah.
So I put it on. It's just a cover of Modest Mouse Float On.
By who?
I don't remember now. It's like kind of like a like bedroom pop, like
it's a weird dreamy song to choose to cover.
Synthy cover of Modest Mouse.
It's not good to cover that.
It was kind of good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's shout him out.
We'll shout out who did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have to talk about these Strangler things.
Then we have to talk about Strangler things, yeah.
Yeah.
Imaginary Future.
Okay. I guess we'll play a clip.
It's good. It's kind of good.
Sure.
I think maybe you'd like it.
I don't think so. I don't want to talk about Modest Mouse anymore at all.
What do you mean? You have an issue with Modest Mouse?
No.
I like that one album that Float On is on.
For the purposes of keeping people interested in continuing to listen to us and support
Jack,
our show.
Jesus has taken the wheel this episode. He's guiding our hands.
I don't want to talk about Modest Mouse anymore. I like them a lot.
Okay.
But I don't, I've said my piece.
You know what I was just thinking about the other day?
Great. What? Is it Strangler Things?
No, that song Lips of an Angel by Hinder. Do you remember that?
No.
God, what a weird fucking time, like, whenever that song came out was.
We have to talk about the babysitting in this
2005.
Book.
Music sucked in 2005. That was when Modest Mouse was kind of on the charts too, right?
2005? Yeah, that's probably around, it's around the release of that album. Yeah.
Do you remember Lips of an Angel?
No.
It was a huge hit pop, like rock song, and it was all about like how this woman had like lips that would like do...
Be like an angel.
Service on him.
Okay. I don't remember that. I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about Strangler Things. You know what it reminded me of, the title of this movie?
Yeah.
Is that meme that's like, just Strangler Things.
Yeah, from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like, just girl like, things.
Just Strangler Things. Like, when you sneak up behind someone and strangle them.
Mm-hmm. When you sneak up behind someone and abduct them and make them part of your big meat monster.
Yeah. When you need a new
That's
person.
That's what Billy did.
And then you decide to strangle them.
I have a segment.
Here's one. Can I do
Speaking
another one?
Speaking of Billy.
Let me do another one.
One more meme.
Yeah. When none of your friends show up at the party, so then you strangle someone at the party. Just strangler things.
You know, it's interesting because there's not actually much strangling.
There's things. Not, but there are the strangler things are in it. There's the Demi Morgan and is it the Billy Corgan?
Billy Corgan, the Billy Corgan dogs.
Yes. And there's the Shadow Monster.
Shadow Monster, and then Shadow Monster becomes Meat Monster.
Yes, and there's a big Meat Monster. You were going to do a segment, and it is. And
I was going to do a segment, yeah, and then we should describe the radio novel.
Yes, yeah.
Video
yeah.
novel.
It's a video novel, yeah. Wait, what do you call a radio novel when it's on TV? It's a TV radio novel, right?
TVdio novel?
TVdio novel is what it is. Yeah, and this is a TVdio novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the TVdio novel,
yeah,
there is a gentleman who's introduced in season two and is sort of the main antagonist of season three.
Yeah.
Who... makes me so horny.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
That I absolutely want to burst.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a hamster.
Like a hamster?
Like a hamster that's been possessed by a shadow monster from the upside down.
Oh, the upside down.
Like a
down
hamster
isn't
owned by an old lady.
Isn't it a rat?
Might be a rat. A rodent. Let's just say a rodent.
Yeah.
Makes me want to burst.
Okay.
Like a rodent.
Kind of a literal way where your guts would be on
the outside. Who's been possessed
by
a shadow monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his name is Billy, and he's my hashtag.
The handsome man, not the hamster.
I'm not sure what the... Sorry.
We're not sure what the rat is.
You're not clear with your language here, but let me clarify. I'm not sure what the hamster's name is.
And it's a rat.
And the rodent. I'm not sure what the rodent's name is.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't referring to the rodent. I was referring to the hunky boy named Billy.
And it's called Billy. And he's got a mullet, but it works.
Yeah, God, it works. He's got a little wispy mustache too,
makes
it work. Yeah,
and that's a thing. That's a thing that you can learn is if you're handsome enough, but which is like past 11 on the scale.
Yeah,
you can do things that are normally not handsome, and they make you handsomer. Like having
this is
like
something
a crusty
I've
mustache.
With.
Yeah,
it's something I've struggled with my entire life. Anytime I try to grow facial hair, I'm like, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can grow facial
hair. It looks terrible when you do
it. And then it just looks awful.
Yeah.
And then every now and then I'll buy like a novelty shirt, you know, where it's like,
yeah,
this is cool. This is subversive. Yeah. Like people will think I'm cool for wearing this and it just doesn't work.
I have that with hats.
You're not a hat guy. Your head is shaped wrong.
The head just isn't the right shape for hats.
Well, that's not true. You can pull off like a dad cap. You can't pull off like a...
The right hat
Like
works.
A structured hat.
But most hats... It looks preposterous.
Billy.
Handsome Billy. Yeah.
Corgan.
Yeah. Well, no, because it's the Billy Corgan there's a monster. It's called the Demi Morgan. It's one of the Strangler things.
Well, so Billy Corgan
yes.
is the monster from season one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that monster
is also
Billy.
Yes.
Who gets taken
two.
Over by
Some
the monster.
Some folks haven't seen the movie.
So tricky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people haven't seen the TVdio.
Yeah.
Novel. He's hot.
He's very good looking. And
he's the bad guy in season three.
He's
and I don't know if
bad.
We have to avoid spoilers, but he does.
Here's what I'll say about spoilers is I wouldn't worry too much about them. because we only have a fairly thin grasp of this novel, but that we may incidentally let some things drop, such as that Handsome Billy is bad in the third season, but he's bad always. One of the things about Handsome Billy, and this is a TV video novel that's about babysitting. Mm-hmm. And Handsome Billy does some of the babysitting and does a pretty bad job of it.
A little bit of babysitting.
If you can babysit your own sister, which I think you can.
Well, the thing about this, though, he does do a poor job of babysitting his little sister.
Yeah.
And it's up for debate whether or not one could babysit their little sister.
Yes.
I think they could.
It's highly contentious.
Pike kids all the time. So
Mallory babysits the Pike kids all the time. All these people who are coming out of the woodwork and saying you can't babysit your family.
Yeah. Jesse babysits Squirt all the time.
Yeah.
Christy babysits David Michael and Karen.
Constantly. And Karen.
Andrew, all the time.
Endlessly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a real fucking blow to this notion that you can't somehow babysit your family.
Billy is bad at babysitting his little sister, Mad Max. You know who he's pretty good at babysitting?
The moms.
Meat Monster.
And the Meat Monster, yep.
Meat Monster lives in the steel mill. Billy brings the Meat Monster food.
Yes. People,
and raises him and cares for him and takes him to the mall.
Yeah.
Which is fun. That's a fun thing to do with a babysitting charge. Take him to the mall to fight psychic girls.
It's complicated if you haven't seen Stranger Things.
It's complicated if you haven't seen Stranger Things. He takes him to a fireworks show.
Yeah.
At the mall.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That's nice. That's a nice thing to do with a babysitting charge. I think Billy's maybe one of the better babysitters alongside Steve.
Well, and also, hear me out on this. So the thing about Billy is all the moms love him.
Moms do want to...
You don't have to go for... Yeah, okay.
They want a pork.
I always think you're going to... Like, you're searching for a euphemism.
Yeah.
And then you find the most vulgar...
Pork is a euphemism.
I guess.
All the moms want a pork, Billy.
All the moms want a pork, and that's one of the... now you've had made me say it, and I wish I hadn't.
Yeah.
It felt wrong. The moms are attracted to him. But here's my question, and he's good at enticing the moms, even though he's just a teen or a young 20-year-old or whatever. But he... listen to this. It's babysitting.
Say it again.
It's babysitting.
Bay. B-A-E.
Yeah. That's what babysitting is. And it's a new concept. And he's so good at it that he can do it in any direction.
And remind me, babysitting is when you get all the moms to want to pork you.
You look after the after bay.
Okay. You look after. If you know, if you catch them.
That's my suggestion. Everybody has different babysitting styles in this novel.
Yeah.
The
some
main
good,
babysitter
some bad.
Is Steve.
Steve is the king babysitter. He does babysitting with a bat.
He has a bat and he's got nails in it. And I read back to front. I read The Babysitter's Guide to Babysitting by Ann Matthews Martin.
Yep.
Not a fucking single mention. Not even, I guess a baseball bat maybe comes up. She talks about like Little League, but nothing about hammering nails into it.
Which is surprising because
this more lethal.
TV video novel takes place in the early to mid 80s.
Yeah.
So it's
contemporaneous with the Babysitter's Club.
Just predates the Babysitter's Club and then runs contemporaneous alongside the Babysitter's Club. So
Anne should have known about this stuff. Anne should have known about all this stuff.
One another a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. But Anne doesn't seem to pick up any clues. I mean, other than like I guess one of the shared universe things between the Babysitter's Club and Strangler Things is horrible, nightmarish, shadowy monster living in the basement.
Leviathan.
In Strangler Things, it's the shadow monster / meat monster living in the upside down / steel mill. And then in Babysitter's Club, it's David Levitan, a.k.a. the Leviathan.
Right.
A horrible shadowy monster living inside the basement of Scholastic that Anne and others have to regularly feed lifeguards and citizens of Hawkins, Indiana, too.
And that's upside down.
The Basement is Classic. Is the
this is a main plot point of this. Folks who haven't seen it, and if you haven't seen it, you don't need to, because I think we've really described it very well so far, and we're going to describe it in detail.
Eventually, at some point.
Eventually. But there's a part of the town that's called the Upside Down, and a good way into understanding that is if you've ever been to Scholastic headquarters in New York,
Soho.
In Soho, if you go into their basement, and then below their basement, there's an elevator that seems to just go endlessly.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And it just goes for, like, honestly,
it goes
forever.
So long that you sort of lose all...
You lose all sense of time.
Sense of time?
It could be a year.
And that's when
it
stops.
Yeah. And that's when it's... As soon as you, like, start thinking, like, has it been a year or a minute? And then you're like, that's a weird thought to have. And then that's when the elevator stops.
And the doors open.
And then the door is open, and then that's where David Levitan's office is.
And it's just impenetrable blackness for as far as the eye can see. You get the sense that you are in a huge space, like from the acoustics. Like it just feels like an endless space. And it feels like the ground is covered in maybe like 2 inches of liquid.
Yeah. And there's a lot of sawdust down. Because there's not a bathroom down there. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where you're invited to use a restroom if you need to use it while you're down there.
Yeah.
So, and that's the Upside Down of our world.
Yeah.
But the Upside Down of Strangler Things world is
the
Upside Down, which is this
it's
world
just upside
that's
down.
Like ours, except it's upside down, and it's covered in like icky vines.
And something I did actually that I this is a pro tip. If you've never seen the TV video novel and you want to watch it now based on our kind of description of it, a thing that I did that really helped me kind of rewatching it the second time to prepare for this discussion. When they had scenes in the Upside Down world,
You turned your head upside down?
I turned my head upside down so I could see it. And it actually, then it just looks like a normal scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah. I don't know why the TV video novel people just didn't do that.
They could have just turned the camera upside down. But that's a pro tip. That's for the second time around, it's good to do it because then you can just then that part isn't as scary.
I think it's your turn.
I have to describe the novel. I think we should take a quick break first.
I think we should describe the novel first.
You think we should describe the novel
and then take a quick break.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I guess I thought Jesus was taking the wheel.
He is, and he's speaking through
you.
Me now, and he's saying, oh, okay. look at the clock. It's only at 28 minutes. Maybe we should describe the novel and then go take a quick break. And I'm like, okay, Jesus, if you say so.
Okay. Fine.
All three seasons. And here's what I'm going to do for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds per season, 90 seconds total.
Can I talk to you about a replacement song first?
Replacement song for what?
A song by the band The Replacements.
Who's replacing the band?
Nobody can replace them. It's the band is called The Replacements, and they have a song.
Okay.
And they have a lyric that I like where he says, Jesus rides beside me. He never has any smokes.
Are they a Christian band?
No, they're not a Christian band, and you stepped on the punchline of it. And it Paul Westerberg.
Okay.
And he says, Jesus rides beside me. He never has any smokes. That's funny. It's a joke on Jesus Take the Wheel.
My favorite Christian band is Five Iron Frenzy.
I don't feel like
remember
you didn't
them?
Fully engage with my Replacements conversation. I don't know it. No.
It felt your Replacements content felt like Gen X bullshit where it was like we're gonna say a thing that like seems subversive but has no substance, and like all these Gen Xers are gonna like eat it up because like they
did. I tell you about what happened when I went to Paul Westerberg show, which Paul Westerberg is the singer of The Replacements. I went to their show, and then afterwards I ran into their guitarist, and I was like,
of
hey,
The Replacements,
great. It's not The Replacements, it's Paul Westerberg's solo career.
Doesn't sound very solo if he had a guitar player.
He has a backing band. And I ran into the guitarist from the backing band. And I was like, hey, great set, man. At the time, I was in my late 20s. And he was like, thanks, I noticed you in the front. And it like really gave me heart to keep playing because everybody else was like 20 years older and like just sitting down at the tables in the back. I was like one of the only people like standing up and like bopping along. Sarah's playing the blender in the other room.
Yeah.
Which is something she likes to do.
What does she have, like hard beans in there?
No, she's playing
it. She's got like dried beans.
She's playing it. It's an instrument.
I thought you meant like it's a game.
We already had dinner, but she likes, like, she doesn't know what to do with herself while we're doing our podcast, so she likes to play the blender.
Right.
Beautiful. In the room next to
it. Beautiful sound. Create such a rich sonic environment.
Yeah. Do you still want me to describe this novel?
Please.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to say? 30 seconds per season?
Yeah, and that's 90 seconds total because there's been 3 seasons at this point in time.
Okay, let's go. Ready?
Yep.
Season 1.
You have to do it this week.
I'm so nervous about this. Ready? Season 1. Just kidding. Will you at least time me? We'll play some music in the background.
I'm not gonna time you. Do you want 3 30-second timers or do you want 1 90-second?
I want 1 90-second timer and I want you to say, I want you to just mark it when it's time to switch.
Guess what?
What?
I did a search for 90-second autofill, 90-second keto bread.
Okay, and so what are you gonna make 90-second keto bread while it
and 5. Okay, 4,
fine.
3.
Okay, I'll play some music. Okay, season 1. It's the Strangler things are here, and it seems like a normal town, but it's not. The boys are playing D&D and they get scared and they run out into the world, and it's the 80s. And what is out there? It's not normal what's happening. It's one of the Strangler things, and it's from the upside.
Billy Corgan.
And it's Billy Corgan. It's from the upside down, and it's got a big mouth. It's got a face that's a mouth, and the face is a whole face is a mouth. And oh no, why is that? And
you're at 55 seconds. Warn you.
The people are doing experiments, and
two more seasons.
There's a corporation, and they're doing experiments, and they also did experiments on this girl back in the day, and her name is
Enola Holmes
from Walter World, and now it's season 2. And what's the deal? Okay, in season 2, guess
there's
what?
Billy Corgan dogs.
Steve is in this one, and he is the best babysitter. He, in the first season, seemed like an asshole jock, but he's nice, and it turns out, and fun. And he helps to babysit the boys.
Billy Corgan dogs.
And there are Billy Corgan dogs. And one of the boys, the D&D boys, has accidentally created a Billy Corgan dog. And there's 10 seconds left. And they defeat it, other boy gets possessed, but they defeat it.
And now that's season time 3. Up. You missed an entire season of the show.
That was 90 seconds.
That was 90 seconds.
And okay, well, let me just say, I can do this in 1 second.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Put 1 second on the clock.
Okay.
This is season 3. Ready?
Yeah.
Say when.
You're out.
No, say when to start.
Oh, sorry.
Give me a countdown. Count me down.
Okay, ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Other seasons, but it's them all.
Okay, and you actually did that in a second. So yeah, the important babysitting club season of this TV Dio novel is season 2, where Steve Harrington is like king babysitter. He takes all the boys out.
He has a studded
fighting
bat.
With a bat. He fights Billy Corgan dogs.
Yeah.
And he's fun and funny, and he teaches Dustin how to date, and he teaches him how to do his hair in fun ways.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you hit that season well. There is a season 3 where Steve is still kind of a babysitter.
But it's at the mall.
But it's at a mall. Yeah.
Yeah. And I did
say
that.
Meat monster.
Yeah.
And fireworks. And one really bad episode where Eleven goes to Chicago for some reason and like meets up with a bunch of like punks. And it's like, why does this episode exist?
It feels extraneous.
Yeah. This episode is totally unnecessary.
Not a thread that they pick up again.
Yeah. What were you thinking, Anne?
What were you thinking, Anne? Anne, we love you, but sometimes the B plot strays too far.
Yeah. That was like a C plot.
I think we should take a quick break. I'm going to get some more wine. I said I had no notes, but I did have some notes. No notes.
Okay. Well, we've got lots of segments to carry us through.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll take a quick break. It's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner. Okay, I'm back. I sent you a meme.
Not interested.
Please look at it. I spent the whole break making it.
When you strangle somebody, just strangler things is what you've done here. Tweet it.
I'm not going to tweet it.
Tweet it, you coward.
It's pretty good, right?
It's really good. Tweet it.
I'm going to tweet it without context.
I think it's the only way to tweet this is without context.
We're back, baby. We took a break. We've thought about what we've done. And I think we both have seen the error of our ways here.
I did zero introspection during the break, and I've recognized zero flaws in myself.
We haven't been taking this seriously as a babysitting text, have we?
In fact, I'm going to eat on mic.
Great. That's the worst for people. That sucks. I'm going to cut that out.
I have a cookie.
I'm cutting out. I'm playing some kind of light music over your instead of your mouth sounds that I'm hearing. And it's beautiful. It's actually quite beautiful.
This episode's off the fucking rails. Should we even put this one out?
Fuck you.
This is a disaster.
You're a disaster.
So much for Jesus.
Listen.
This is why I'm not religious.
Because you thought Jesus would save you from...
Jesus is going to take the wheel here.
The one time I have no notes and... You're in a salty mood because you fucking had some bullshit at work that you had to deal with. And then we had to watch Strangler Things, which is mostly about monsters.
Mostly about monsters, and I have seen it all before, and I had to watch it again.
Do you want to talk about which Babysitter's Club book this is probably based on?
Yes.
Because we want to bring it back to the babysitting. The reason we're talking about this is because
I think it's probably three books.
There are babies in this book. If you haven't seen it, there are babies in this book. There are the D&D boys, and then there's Enola Holmes from Wall to World, and there's Mad Max, and there are a number of babies, and everyone tries to sit them. But Steve does the best job. He's one of the guys from Strangler Things. If you haven't seen it, again, don't worry. We're telling you everything you need to know. He's a handsome guy. He babysits the babies, and then the Strangler Things try to strangle them.
Yes. Can I tell you what I just searched for?
Yes.
I've outsmarted Google.
Okay.
I searched for Timmy Sue stuck in basement.
Yes.
And Google gave me a big box at the top of the search results that said, it looks like there aren't any great matches for your search.
You finally outwitted Google.
And this is Tanner Googles, and it's a segment it's a 5-year long segment in which I try to best Google.
And you finally done it.
And I finally defeated it.
Sergey Brin is going to be on the phone any minute. You're like, his well,
millions,
Tanner.
His billions are melting away.
You've
the free done market's it. Confidence in him has dissipated.
And in fact, you're wrong, Sergey. And it is a thing. And it's the Christy and the Missing Child.
I think that's one of them.
And I think that's part of how you've outsmarted Google is that it's definitely not Timmy Sue.
It's not Timmy Sue.
And you always think that. And let's put this to rest. Cause
Jake Kuhn.
It's Jake Kuhn. Jake Kuhn falls down a hole. And he goes into the...
He falls into the...
Upside down of
basement
Stony Brook.
Of a... house being yeah. built, and he goes to the upside down of Stony Brook, and that's season one of Strangler Things.
Yeah.
And it's Will in Strangler Things, and he disappears into the upside down, and Enola Holmes has to
from Walter World.
Save it.
And I've World. Got one for season three, for sure. I definitely know which Babysitter's Club season...
Well, let's talk about season two. Three is based on. Season two is primarily about pumpkins.
It's a different monster. It's a shadow monster. Shadow Lake.
No. Season two is season two is Shadow Monsters and Billy Corgan Dogs.
Right. Yes. Yes. The season one is Billy Corgan is the main strangler thing. And
Nemesis.
And yeah. Season two, there's a shadow.
In season two, he's dogs.
Monster. And dogs. And there's a dog thief.
There's a dog thief. Dustin.
In this book, in this TV video novel, and there's a dog thief in the Babysitter's Club.
So it's that one. It's the mystery about dog thieves.
It's Jesse and Dawn. The dog thieves?
Could it be that simple?
Could it be? There's also, you know what's a good one? Is Mallory and the Ghost Cat.
Was there a ghost cat in Strangler Things?
No, but it's a good...
Dawn and the Disappearing Dogs.
Okay, and that's season two.
Babysitter's Club Mystery number 7.
Yeah, and that's based on... So season two, again, if you haven't read this TV video novel, don't bother, because we're going to help you.
I think season three... What did you say season three was?
Stacey and the Mystery at the Mall.
Stacey and the Mystery at the Mall. I also think it could be the one where Stacey is enamored with that man in blue, because he's Billy.
Oh, the handsome teacher, Wes.
Not Wes. I think his name was Travis.
Oh, that's Dawn.
Was it Dawn?
Yeah, and it's Dawn and the older boy, I think.
I think the older boy is an analog for Billy.
Okay.
And not Billy Corgan. Billy
no,
the
it's complicated.
Bad boy.
Yeah. Okay. So that's useful to think about.
Yeah. And I think there's ripples. You know, it doesn't have to be one book. It doesn't have to be a direct analog. It can be.
Yeah.
It's ripples.
Yeah.
Babysitter's Club is the stone.
Yes.
And Strangler Things is the pond.
Yes. Everybody
and
says
once
this.
The stone is thrown into the pond, yeah. It goes from our reality into the upside down, which is the pond.
And again, if you just tilt your head while you're watching it, mm-hmm. It makes it a lot easier to stomach. Tanner, I would like to ask you whether you had this week a Babysitter of the Week.
Babysitter of the Week. Yeah. Yes, and that's what I was hoping you would say.
And we talk about babysitting in these. What is it called when it's a TV video novel, but you're talking about it into everyone's headphones?
TV video.
Right. TV video cast. Radio cast. Radio cast. It's got to be.
TV video.
Cast.
It was already TV video.
Yeah.
But I was thinking radio.
Radio cast. One. I don't know. We don't know, but it's whatever you're doing right now.
It's TV video with an I.
Yeah.
It's TV video with an E when we're talking about the video novels on TV. It's TV video with an I when we're talking about the TV radio in your head.
Yeah, that's our voices now.
Yeah.
And welcome. And I guess welcome to us in your head. And that's weird. And I'm
sorry. We didn't even mention that Samwise Gamgee is in this.
Yeah. And Rudy is in this as well.
Pretty big, but they're both in it.
Yeah.
Pretty big character in
it's a big
two.
Choice that they make. What if Rudy and also Samwise Gamgee from Lord of the Rings is in this? And it's a lot to think about. And was he your babysitter of the week?
Well, he does.
We can't. I've bleeped that. A thing happens to him. Just because we've done no spoilers and we're almost at the end of the episode, we might as well.
Yeah,
know.
Billy Corgan dogs. He sort of has a playful interaction with the Billy Corgan dogs, and we never see his character again.
Okay, perfect. Do you want to say who your babysitter of the week is from this book?
My babysitter of the week is Steve Harrington.
Yeah, and he's mine too. And I've got a couple scenes I'd like to call out. We'll play some clips. He teaches D&D boy number three about girls.
Dustin.
And he says,
the key with girls is just acting like you don't care.
Even if you do?
Yeah, exactly. It drives them nuts.
Then what?
You just wait until you feel it.
And then he explains it. What's his name? Dustin?
Dustin Thurwin.
About sexual electricity, which is something that I did not know about before.
Sure. And I know all about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of it.
You have a lot of it. Do you want to, yeah. do you care to, because he talks about it and we'll play a clip.
It's like before it's going to storm, you know? You can't see it, but you can feel it. Like this, electricity, you know?
Oh, like in the electromagnetic field when the clouds in the atmosphere.
No. Like a sexual electricity.
And what, and I didn't
And
get
I agree
it.
With everything he just said.
Okay. And you have that?
Yep, whenever I ejaculate.
Okay.
It's, you know, in the.
It actually
Star
makes
Wars,
it worse when you say it like that, but yes.
You know, in the Star Wars video novels, when the Emperor shoots lightning out of his hands?
Yeah.
That's what it's like for me, and that's sexual electricity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not nice at all. Yeah.
Lightning, it comes out.
Okay, and you're...
it's like lightning.
You sort of scream at your enemies.
Yeah, Mace Windu. And he blocks it with a lightsaber.
Perfect. I love that the scene you're thinking of is actually a scene from Phantom Menace.
No, it's from Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith, not the iconic scene from Return of the Jedi. Like, literally, that's where your mind went. You're like, the iconic scene where the Emperor shoots electricity, of course.
At Mace Windu.
Yeah, at Mace Windu. Yeah. Mace Windu is funny to say. Listen, and then the other thing that Steve from Strangler Things says is he teaches Dustin about hair care.
He does. He teaches, yes. He has a program, a regimen.
And he says how he does it.
And do you have that capture?
Yeah, and I've got that clip. He says,
should we do it?
We can try to enact it if you want.
I think maybe for this episode, which is coming up, going out in a couple of weeks,
yeah.
Maybe you and I do this.
We'll do this for our hair.
We'll do this for our hair and we'll post pictures and see if it works.
Okay, it's Fabergé. It's Fabergé Organics.
Like the eggs?
It's Fabergé Organics. Use the shampoo and the conditioner, and when your hair is damp, it's not wet, okay, when it's damp, you do 4 puffs of the Farrah Fawcett spray.
Okay.
So we'll have to...
And that's... What is that extracted from Farrah Fawcett's glands?
I assume so. It's whatever's left of Farrah Fawcett.
Okay. Is she still with us?
In our hair.
I don't want to be insensitive.
I think.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. So we can do that. So Steve's your babysitter of the week. Can I put in I want to put in a...
Can I do a different one?
Well, I was going to say one.
I don't want the same one as you.
Well, no, I'm going to put in a sleeper hit for Babysitter of the
okay,
Week.
Okay, I'm going to put in a sleeper hit, too.
Okay, here's my suggestion. So in this movie, they have a... there's a daycare.
Okay.
For the babies.
Okay.
And it's the government.
Yes.
And
Paul Reiser.
They
Just Shoot Me.
They take the babies away.
Paul Reiser from Just Shoot Me.
And Enola Holmes from Waterworld is one of them, and her name is Eleven in this. And they teach her to be a psychic.
Yeah. Psyker. is what they call it in the Warhammer universe.
And some of the other babies as well get taught how to do magic with their minds. And that's good babysitting, right? And it's the government. One of them, and it's the nanny state.
Can make,
and that's my babysitter of the week.
And it's Paul Reiser, and he's the nanny state.
Okay.
From Just Shoot Me?
Sure.
You know Paul Reiser.
I know Just Shoot Me.
You know Paul Reiser. He's the nice doctor.
Isn't it Mad About You?
I don't know. My backup babysitter is Mr. Clark. Nerdy science teacher who helps them do science.
Mr. Clark.
Sort of a nebbish, mustachioed man.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Mm-mm. What season?
You didn't rewatch the... I think he's in season one and two.
Okay.
Mostly season two.
What does he do?
Does science. Yeah. He helps them do science, and he helps them figure out science.
Yeah.
And they use that science to tap into the underground. And he's a dork, and he's cool.
Yeah.
And I like him. And he does... He babysits via science.
Okay.
Like
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Great.
Science guy. Or like Beakman.
Or Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another segment?
I do, but I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
And it's also an accusation.
Okay.
And it's something that I'd like for you to answer for.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question, Tanner. Why do you keep making me watch cat murder movies?
Okay. Yeah. So in season two, I believe...
Billy Corgan eats a cat.
Dustin has a pet Billy Corgan dog called Dart.
Yeah.
Named after D'Artagnan, one of the three musketeers from the Little Sister books.
Yeah.
And it eats a cat.
Yeah, and it eats his cat, and nobody is sufficiently upset about it, and it's a cat murder movie. And like you famously made me watch a cat murder movie. I came over to your house in good faith back in the days when you could go over to someone's house and back.
Can I tell you Bergen closed? Isn't that a bummer?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That was you had a party at Bergen. I lived a block away from Bergen.
Great, and that's triangulating in the past.
And well, it's trying that in the past. I don't care.
Yeah.
Go find... I lived at 500 St. Mark's Avenue.
I bet they could
apartment
track you down.
Apartment 311.
I always... Your apartment was apartment 311, which is 311, which is the band.
Which is the color of my energy.
And so whenever I showed up at your house, I would like reach into my mind palace and I would type 420.
Yeah, that's right.
But why was I talking about that? Why was I talking about... Oh, because we went over to your house in good faith, my wife and I.
You came over to our house because you had a young boy at the time, an infant boy called Cyril Morgan Shepherd. Like, shortly after Cyril was born, you guys came to New York for something, and you had a get-together at Bergen, and Cyril and Sarah were there. And then Cyril got, like, sleepy, and you could no longer be at Bergen, and... You texted me and said, hey, can we come like hang out at your place for a bit? Like, Cyril's like ready to go down. And I said, yeah, come on over. And you came over and Cyril went to bed in our spare room. And you and Sarah sat and watched
a cat murder movie.
Murder Man.
You were like, hey, let's watch a movie where someone murders a fish man murders a cat. It won an Oscar.
Yeah.
It's a man. You guys left. You're going to love it. It's a man. Well, you didn't say that he murders a cat. You're like, oh, you're going to love this one. It won an Oscar. It's about a guy who's a fucking fish. And I was like, that's nice. I like all animals.
Yeah.
And you were like, ha ha fucking ha. Guess what? Graphically eats a cat. And what's it called? Fishman teaches fucking eating lessons to a cat?
Fishman fucks.
It's called Fishman fucks?
Yeah.
I like my version of it better.
He does do... sex with that lady too.
Fishman fucks the movie.
sounds like you like my version better.
I like my version. Hey, should we talk about Barb?
Should we talk about what?
Barb.
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 Are you saying Barb?
Barb.
Oh, the character Barb.
Yeah, they put her in a farm, don't they?
They put her in a farm. I'm trying to. They said, desperately trying to figure out what you mean by they put her in a farm.
They send Barb to live on a farm in this movie, don't they?
Yes. Mimi. With Mimi and Boo Boo.
With Mimi and Boo Boo. And Louie. And it's quite sweet because it's nice to see Mimi and Boo Boo and Louie again.
Billy Corgan takes her to the farm.
Jesus was supposed to take the wheel of this podcast. This
one away? Should we just throw this one away?
I thought Jesus was supposed to take the wheel.
I thought so too.
You said it would be fine. Barb. You said it would be fine.
I didn't say it would be fine. I said it would be. I said I can read the text message.
Do it.
You said
do it.
I have no met. Okay. Here's what the text message just said from earlier tonight. You texted me. I texted you when my boy went down, and I said I'm literally ready whenever.
Yeah.
And you said, okay, my buddy's not going down for a little while.
Yeah.
Please be patient. And I said, no issue.
Yeah.
I give you a thumbs up.
Yeah. Very nice.
And then you said, try to think of some things to talk about this evening.
Yeah.
And then in all caps, it says, I have no notes. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the, like...
The scream, the guy from Scream.
The Edvard Munch scream emoji.
Yeah.
Like 8 times.
Yeah.
And I said, let's just fucking wing it. Let's see what happens, Wild Boys.
I liked Wild Boys. That put some steel
in
my spine.
You did panicked emoji after that.
Yeah. And then now here we are.
So I didn't say whatever you accused me of saying. I said, wow, we're being Wild Boys.
But then when we...
Sometimes you have to throw away a Wild Boys episode because it's a little too wild.
This is hitting the feeds on Monday morning.
Yeah.
So if you have anything you want to clean up or anything you want to apologize for, now's the fucking time, my friend. Let's go back on
something I have to apologize for in this.
You
episode,
talked about. Let me just make a suggestion. Let me make a suggestion, and you can take it or leave it.
Okay.
Just like thinking back briefly over the last hour we spent together, at some point you made a claim that when you ejaculate, it's like what the Emperor does, not in Jedi, but in the third prequel movie, Revenge of the Sith, with lightning. Would you like to fucking clarify or clean that up a little bit?
I guess I should say, when I said that, I invoked...
Yeah.
The third Star Wars film,
yeah.
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
And I should have been clear that when I ejaculate, it does lightning like the Emperor in
Jedi.
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and Star Wars Episode 6.
Okay. Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
When he's being thrown down the fucking big shaft. Yeah.
And that's. And hey. It's not. Big shaft.
Okay.
Jesus take the wheel tonight.
And Jesus did take the wheel, and Steve is a babysitter in this one, and it's Strangler Things, and we haven't really spoiled it if you haven't seen it.
He's got a bat, it's got nails in it. He beats up Billy Corgan.
And Anna's afraid of bats, isn't she?
He gets in a fight with Billy, who's not Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
And the meat monster. They do fireworks on the meat monster.
And there's a beard cop, and we didn't even talk about him.
And he's so cool. Yeah. And he wears like a fucking like cool Hawaiian shirt in season 3.
Yeah.
And like I see myself in him because we're both like...
Dads.
Dads and pudgy.
Yeah.
But like not...
And he does good babysitting.
He does pretty good babysitting. He doesn't want his daughter to do kissing.
Well, he teaches you how if you're a new babysitter and you want to learn how... to catch a baby. Beard Cop in the second season of this shows you how, and it's you put Eggo waffles in the tree trunks out in the forest.
In like a, yeah, like a box in the forest.
And eventually a baby will
catch a baby.
Show up, and then you've got one that you can kind of sit.
Sit, yeah. He's a good babysitter.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder from Reality Bites is a good babysitter because she does a thing where it's like, even if your baby is ethereal and has sort of vacated to the spirit plane, you can still communicate with them and fulfill their needs with Christmas lights.
Yep.
So she's good because it's a little difficult. It's a challenge. That's a challenging babysit.
Yeah.
When your baby is non-corporeal. But she sort of finds a way around it.
Doesn't it call on the telephone? And then
she
answers and no one's there?
Yeah.
You know what that sounds like? Phantom phone caller.
Phantom phone caller. Yeah.
So that's interesting.
From the Babysitter's Club. And from season one.
Is it? And we're going to have to wrap things up, but I want to leave people with this thought, and I want to leave you with this thought.
Are we really going to have to wrap things up?
Well, we don't have to.
I feel like I have so much more to discuss.
Okay, we don't have to, but I want to say this thought that people can put in their mind palaces.
Yeah.
Is the Phantom phone caller or strangler thing?
Seems like it, yeah. Is the Phantom phone caller Billy Corgan? Could be.
Could be.
Wouldn't put it past him. Do you... Oh, Jack, I have a question before we go.
Yeah.
Really quickly. Mm-hmm. What was your... Bird of the week!
I didn't have one.
Yeah, I didn't either, and I've been looking through... I've been kind of quietly trying to look through show quotes. Throughout this entire episode.
Find one with Steve, because the reason we are talking about this is because Steve is such a good babysitter. He does such a good job, and he teaches the D&D boy about hair care.
Okay, this is one where he's talking about Nancy having premarital sex.
That's a little too racy.
No, that one's bad too.
You got to pull this out for us.
And
I think... Beard Cop probably has some good burns.
Well, I wanted to specifically do one by Steve.
Yeah, no, I think so. This is why we're here. This is why Anne has sent us here.
Steve Harrington quotes. We're going to do this, Jack.
We're gonna get there. I almost captured one while I was rewatching the Steve scenes.
This episode's a disaster. This episode is a disaster. Let's just put this one in the
This is an important episode.
Let's just drag and drop this one right into the trash.
This is important.
Okay, Steve to Billy. Yeah, it's me. Don't cream your pants. That sounds promising. Let's get the context around that.
Let's hear that. Yeah, because they have a big fight.
Well, and one of them creams their pants.
Okay.
And I don't really know what that means.
It's like what the Emperor does in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Just... Please tell me it's a good one.
You wish you could find it, huh? Every now and then you do a search and you're like, you know that Billy's name is Dacre Montgomery?
No, that's gotta not be useful. Irish, right? It sounds like Google is outwitting you.
Here's the quote from season of Strangler Things.
Which season is it? Because it would be useful for me because I can pull it. Okay, fine.
Did you not hear me?
Yeah.
This quote is from season of Stranger Things.
Yes.
It's from chapter 9, The Gate.
Okay, perfect. I know what episode that is. It's season 2.
Billy Hargrove says, am I dreaming? Sorry, I said that word weird.
Yeah, do you want to talk about it?
This is a mess, Jack. It's just a mess.
You said that Jesus was going to take the wheel.
It's a messy podcasting. What are we doing? Billy Hargrove said,
am I dreaming or is that you, Harrington?
Okay.
And Steve Harrington said,
yeah, it's me. Don't cream your pants.
And that's my burn.
Okay. And
because the implication is that
that he's Billy so handsome.
Hargrove is so sexually attracted to Steve Harrington, who's so handsome,
and is because of the hair routine.
It's because of the hair routine that he would cream his pants.
Just like
again,
the Emperor.
I don't have any context for what that means. I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
does it mean shock his pants?
Does it mean like raise your hand in the air and shoot lightning out of them as you fucking laugh maniacally?
Don't windu your pants.
Tanner, I think we should probably go.
What was your burn?
I didn't have one.
Typical.
I told you. I have no notes.
Yeah. Do you want to do Cool School? I wouldn't have time. Dang.
We can do a, let's cool do a quick planned. One. Well, play the song. Play the fucking Cool School song.
Okay.
Welcome to our school.
I gotta go to school. I gotta go to school. I gotta go to school. I gotta go to school. I gotta go to school. I gotta
is this cool?
Okay.
You already read the
Who quote. Are you?
I am Vice Principal. Who was the other guy from Smashing Pumpkins?
James Iha. And
I'm Vice Principal James Iha.
And I'm
His name certainly wasn't Iha.
I'm a prefect in the boarding school, and my name.
Yes, he was
James. Is Iha. Prefect Jimmy Chamberlain?
Sorry,
from the Smashing Pumpkins.
What say the name again?
Jimmy Chamberlain.
You're telling me there was a guy in Smashing Pumpkins called Jimmy Chamberlain?
Yeah. Okay. Look it up.
Drummer.
Yeah.
What about Darcy?
I could be Darcy. I'm Darcy.
It's not Darcy.
It's Darcy.
Darcy.
Yeah. And what's up, Vice Principal? What's cool? And it's where we say what's cool.
What's cool is putting Farrah Fawcett in your hair.
Okay. And we already did it.
We already did.
Perfect.
That was a segment called School School.
If I had
what a mess.
Any more a fucking notes, wreck. I would pull something from them to say is cool, but I haven't. I think it's cool. You know what's cool? I like it's the music in this movie is so good, and it made me think of the
You 80s. Know what's cool?
Yeah.
Being. You know what's cool?
What?
Men?
Yes.
And this is smashing, striking against the patriarchy, yes. too. It's two men expressing their deep,
yeah.
unabiding love for one another,
yes.
like conspiracy theory guy and Russian scientist guy did at the carnival.
In this third season.
They were just there to have the time of their lives. Yeah. They were eating corn dogs together. They were playing carnival yeah. games together. And then other Russian guy came and shot Sergei.
And he got shot. Yeah.
And conspiracy guy was like...
And it's sad. Very sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool to be in touch with your emotions.
Yes.
It's cool to show vulnerability.
It's cool to be vulnerable. It's sometimes it's cool to record yourself and you didn't prepare anything.
And that's a kind of vulnerability. You know? You're just putting yourself out there in the world like a raw nerve.
And he had nothing.
And it's cool for you know what's cool?
What?
Male love.
I think so.
Like Samwise Gamgee
yes.
and Frodo
and Rudy,
like conspiracy guy and Sergei,
yeah.
like Rudy and the other
and the D&D boys
fighting Irish and the D&D boys
and Steve
and Steve and Dustin,
yeah, and that's cool.
Let's all embrace that.
Yeah.
Let's all embrace our love for one another.
Yeah.
Let's all embrace whatever the opposite of toxic masculinity is.
Yeah, help. Healthy.
Healthful femininity.
Okay. Well, that went so opposite that it kind of left the boys out, didn't it? And that's okay.
And that's okay. And that's part of it.
And that's part of yeah. it. And we have to go. And thank you for listening. And I'd like to thank you very much, Tanner, for bearing with me this week. I would like to thank the Baby Nation for listening to the show. We spent a lot of time preparing for our episodes, and this week was
you
no
want to make
exception.
Plans on when we're going to re-record this one? Now, or do you want to? When do you want to do that?
Here's my question: this is going out on Monday, and
yeah.
do you want to talk about Strangler things again? Is what you're asking me?
I don't. I think. This one's going in the can. When by out, you mean in
it's
the
going
can.
Out to the world
in the garbage.
Everyone's
can.
Gonna learn about it and learn about what we said. It's a classic episode, and it's gonna be one of the greats. And I've been Jack Shepherd, of course. And
my name is Tanner Greenring, is Tanner, of course. Greenring.
Please do remember to subscribe to our Patreon. We talk about Little Sister Books, patreon.com/BSCC podcast. Buy our merch, bit.ly/BSCC merch. Rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. And for the love of God, join the Baby Nation Facebook group on Facebook. It's where you can talk about what we talk about, which is, of course, iconic instances of babysitting.
Yeah.
And this week,
or nothing for an hour and 10 minutes straight.
This week we talked about the babysitting in Strangler Things.
Yes. We haven't discussed what comes next.
And next week, I meant to do
it. Can I give you a peek into the process a little bit here, yeah. Baby Nation?
Should I pull up the list?
Jack, what's next week?
Oh, next week is going to be Mrs. Doubtfire.
The film. Yes.
What do you think?
Fine.
Okay.
haven't revisited that film in quite a while. I'm excited to do it. We are going to have to discuss once again whether or not one can babysit their own kids, yeah. Because I have a spoiler for you, Jack, and for you, Baby Nation.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire is not whom she seems.
Wow. Something to look forward to. Next week, we're going to be talking about Mrs. Doubtfire. It's a classic babysitting novel. All that remains is for me to say, oh, do we have to pick out something from Strangler Things that we can put in the outro?
Yes, maybe it's Don't Cream Your Pants.
That's not, I would hate to have to say it every week.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I want to do it. Don't cream your pants.
I don't want it.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. I think it's perfect.
I'll try it, but if I don't like it, I never have to say it again. How about that?
No, unfair.
What do you mean? That's meeting you halfway.
No.
Think about...
This is ritual. This is ritualized content, Jack. You can't just like... You know what a ritual means? No.
Think about it this way.
It's ritualized content. It's something familiar that
people like it. Imagine that everyone likes it. And then
we put it on a shirt.
No, imagine they like it, and yeah, they put it on a shirt, and then they're talking to someone on the subway,
yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, do you have any podcast recs?" And then the person is like, "Oh man, there's this really funny one where they're like, it's the guys who say don't cream your pants,
right?"
And then that's and us.
Like, oh, what do you mean? Well, it could be us, or it could be the Stranger Things guy. So. Don't cream your pants is probably going to be the...
I don't think so. I'm going to look up Stranger Things quotes.
No, don't. It's don't cream your pants. What a coward.
Friends don't lie. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say don't cream your pants tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone.
How about this?
And then I will never say it again.
How about this?
What?
Steve's iconic line.
Okay.
That we haven't said yet, and that is hyper-relevant to this podcast.
Yes.
I may be a pretty shitty boyfriend, but it turns out I'm actually a pretty damn good babysitter.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'm going to text it to you now.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I will keep you from saying creeping your pants, but I know this, Baby Nation. It could have been.
It could have been.
Don't cream your pants.
All right. All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepherd.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
Please do remember to round off the corners in your bedroom, drown all your dolls, call your senator, and demand your right to bear time. And do not forget to let Daddy love you as much as I do. Remember the Delaney's. Remember the Trip Man. Take your dream horse through that maze. This is the way. Berries to blood. There is no God, and we are his prophets. We forgot to do one for Adventures in Babysitting. I may be a pretty shitty boyfriend, but it turns out I'm actually a pretty damn good babysitter. Claudia's wearing a bra now, and the way she talks, you would think that boys had just been invented. I've started recording. You help me.
Jesus, take the wheel.
No, you're Jesus in this scenario.
No, Jesus is Jesus in this scenario.
No, you're...
And you and I are his disciples.
We're just a couple guys.
We're just a couple guys. Jesus is going to have to come down from on high and help us with this one.
And we're going to say, hey, you see those like fucking like dope tire tracks in the sand? That's where Jesus picked us up.
That's where Jesus like whipped a donut.
Picked us up in his fucking like beach buggy.
Just like skidded out. It was so cool.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.